Can we break our habit of procrastination in just 5 minutes? Sure we can. In this episode, I'm going to share with you exactly how using my 5-minute method. Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where we discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what we share on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I'm going to share with you my quick 5-minute tip or method that has helped me eliminate or reduce the procrastination that I've experienced in my life. Now, if you're like me and millions of other folks in this world, I'm sure you have dealt with procrastination to a certain extent, where you've had a goal or you had a project or something that you needed to do that you just, for whatever reason, just could not get the ball rolling on it, and you found yourself procrastinating and putting it off and not really achieving your goals. Well, I've found that there is a method called the 5-minute method that I've used countless times over the last couple of years that has helped me just sort of get the ball rolling and get started. And I've seen it really reduce or even eliminate, in most cases, the procrastination that I was experiencing. So simply put, the 5-minute rule is, throughout the course of our day, we have 24 hours in a day. Throughout the course of the day, there's no excuse and there's no reason why you can't assign 5 minutes towards any of the goals that you have articulated or stated as important to you. And if you don't have 5 minutes to go towards your goals, you really need to evaluate, you know, how you're spending your time and evaluate whether or not those goals are important to you. But in any event, for those goals that are important to you, the trick is set your timer on your phone. Most of us have a smartphone that allows us to set a timer. Set your timer for 5 minutes and simply spend that 5 minutes working on that goal, whatever it ends up being. So for example, I have the goal of stretching every morning, and I found myself not really doing the stretching that I wanted to do, or I was missing it completely. So I decided to set my clock for 5 minutes, wherever I was at in the day, whether it was in the morning or even in the evening, to say, hey, listen, Matt, 5 minutes, you said stretching was important to you. Ready, go. And I was amazed at how much I was able to do and how I really built that routine into my daily routine. And now I'm stretching on a daily basis and really achieving my health goals in terms of being flexible and helping to stretch. There's also another goal that I have that I'm working on right now in terms of learning a foreign language, Spanish in particular. So 5 minutes a day, setting my clock for it and really working through my program. Shout out to Duolingo, really great program. It's a nice app. I would recommend anybody download that. But spending just 5 minutes a day, not 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 5 minutes a day. We talked a lot about micro goals earlier in this podcast and previous episodes. But that 5 minutes a day has really helped to improve what I've been able to achieve in terms of learning a second language. I still have a long way to go, but I believe, on the right path, and I've been able to do it in 5-minute chunks at a time. There's also other goals, whereas if I'm trying to organize my house or trying to organize files and for the business, and I just seem to just not want to do it, I simply kind of pause, which is a huge first step, is pausing when you're in the midst of a lot of commotion or procrastination. Pause, think about what I want to accomplish, say I'm going to give it 5 minutes, and then going with it. And it's also amazing that once you go down this 5-minute path, you actually end up going longer than 5 minutes on a lot of these activities. And you say, okay, I'm going to give it another 5 minutes or another 5 minutes. And it ends up working out really well for you. So that's the 5-minute rule. And as you can hear, my clock is going off right now on my phone because I set the 5-minute rule for this podcast. I was procrastinating about this episode. And I said, you know what, Matt, I'm giving yourself 5 minutes, do the best you can, and that's it. So 5-minute method, try it out in your lives. We'll love to hear how it's working for you. And I hope that this message was very useful for you. As always, please share our podcast with anyone who you think may receive some value from it. or anyone who you think could really use this message that we're trying to share. Until the next time, everyone, live long and prosper.